takes all kinds to make a world. And if we all believe in the mutual aid and we learn how to communicate with each other past fear, then we'll get there. It took us a long time to get here, and it'll take us a long time to get out, but we will get there if that's what we start working towards.
I really hope you're right. Fear, of course, is the big product that's being peddled by our government and a lot of other entities. This is Martha Gies, and I've been talking to Julie Parity and Jody Darby and Aaron Yankee, and they made this terrific new documentary called Arresting Power that I think everybody should see because it engages our collective memory and our collective responsibilities and our collective love.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Thank you. It's just about 10 o'clock. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. We're going to hear at 10:15 Flashpoints Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein, and at 11 it's The Food Show. Today we'll take a virtual tour of distilleries in Eastside Portland. Coming right up, though, it's Air Cascadia with your host, Chris Andre. Today, Chris speaks with Corey Saylor. He's the director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for all that coming right up on Community Radio, KBOO Portland.
This coming weekend marks the one-year anniversary of a catastrophic mudslide in Oslo, Washington that killed 43 people. A year later, many questions about the mudslide and what led up to it have still not been answered. This Friday, March 20th, KBOO Radio will have a special program from 8 a.m. to noon to look into the human activities that led up to the slide and the lessons that can be learned from the disaster. That's Friday, March 20th, 8 a.m. to noon on KBOO 90.7 FM.
Don't let Rupert Murdoch control your newscasts. The KBOO Evening News provides breaking news about local issues, from water fluoridation to immigration raids. We bring you daily coverage of what's going on in Portland, Cascadia, and around the world. Tune in every weekday at 5 for the KBOO Evening News on KBOO, your community radio station.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Today's guest is Corey Saylor, CARE Department to Monitor and Combat Islamophobia. He is the director of this department. CARE, of course, is the Council on American Islamic Relations, and we're very fortunate to have Corey joining us again. We have a couple of brief headlines from around Cascadia. The Port of Longview commissioners unanimously rejected the proposed Haven Energy propane export terminal. The most detailed published scientific account of the Oslo mudslide, which was the deadliest in U.S. history, let's not forget that, suggests that the disaster was years in the making in a valley with a history of huge landslides dating back thousands of years. What the report that doesn't offer is a definitive explanation for why the mountainside collapsed on that day, but it describes a devastating chain reaction. First, we had rain and groundwater on the hillside. And, of course, logging. We forget sometimes that some our actions have repercussions that we'd like to imagine are going to be waiting ahead for us somewhere up the line, but, of course, they are. And every action has a reaction, and in this case, this could have been easily prevented if people had not allowed their greed to get a little bit ahead of common sense. And who doesn't love Medicare? I guess we're about to find out. Aides to top House Republicans and Democrats are negotiating bipartisan compromise. Ha. We'll see what happens there. North Carolina's environmental officials at Duke Energy, record $25 million fine. And more headlines, which we're going to try to get up on the KBOO website. But right now, we want to speak. We've got Corey Saylor patiently waiting on the line to talk a little bit about these unconstitutional anti-Islamic laws. Generally speaking, we find stuff like this happening in the South, but, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, we, of course, are not, we're not quite so lily white as we like to think. Many times we are caught up in our own definition of what's constitutional, what isn't. And we've treated some people, some citizens here, in ways that are anything but constitutional. Portlander Yonas Fikra recounts how he was tortured in the United Arab Emirates for refusing to become an FBI informant. And all of this, of course, is circulating around in the Portland area. This has happened on our watch, essentially. But right now we're speaking with Corey. Good morning, Corey. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Thanks for welcome back to the KBOO airwaves.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, this is extraordinary. South Carolina yet again. Can you talk a little bit? There's been recently a number of incidents that are cause for concern. Of course, there was a meeting at which four elected representatives had some extremely hateful things to say, and now we have this chap, Jay Lucas, and his law, which apparently is yet another issue of American panic at the specter of Sharia law. You would talk a little bit about the setting here in South Carolina and how the people's fears, Trump common sense, and empathy, and in fact, in this case, law, really.
Well, I mean, it's most easy to say that Sharia, which is essentially Islamic religious principles, most of which have to do with how we pray and how we give charity, is one of the big boogeymen of the day. And somehow, people in certain segments of the right have become convinced that the Muslim population, which is less than 1% of the United States, is somehow going to, has an interest, which we don't have an interest in, but B, somehow being less than 1% of the population of the United States, we're going to supplant the Constitution with foreign law. So they've been trying to pass these anti-foreign law measures across the country since about 2010. The one in South Carolina is a very straightforward First Amendment issue. The bill specifically targets Sharia law, these Islamic religious principles that I was talking about. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment. So we've already advised people in South Carolina, look, when a similar bill to this was passed in Oklahoma, we took Oklahoma to court and beat them on First Amendment grounds. We're not going to let you undermine the Constitution to target religious minorities. If you pass this bill in South Carolina, we will very likely sue you as well, and you'll be wasting taxpayer money because the judges will rule the same, that the First Amendment overrides this particular piece of biased legislation.
So CARES government affairs manager Robert McCaw, who's also been on the show but in the past, points out that targeting members of one faith for unequal treatment under the law undermines the First Amendment, of course. Yep. Talk a little bit about that as well, because Muslims have certainly, of all religious groups in the United States, across the board, have had their First Amendment rights attacked in recent years, certainly since 9/11 and Patriot Act and so forth. So how has that impacted civil discourse and what Muslims are able to actually talk about in this country right now?
Well, I think the number one impact that you see is people feel the need to add a lot of qualifiers to their conversations. So when you're in a mosque and people are, you know, saying, you know, we don't like ISIS, we want them out of the country, they feel the need to add, you know, ISIS is a terrorist organization, I don't support ISIS, you know, and on and on and on, things that we all know, but just in case, but everybody feels the need to reiterate because they're not always comfortable with who it is around them, listening to them, and the potential of their words to be twisted in such a way that they would somehow become the focus of a law enforcement investigation for having a simple, innocent political conversation. And you know, we've seen cases such as in Southern California, where there was a man who was instructed by the FBI to go to different mosques. He had a set of keys that had a listening device, and his part of his job was just to leave these keys laying around and tape conversation. No, at the time, hint of any illegal activity. You know, there was nothing specific they were pursuing. It was just simply, let's see what people are saying. And, I mean, that is fundamentally in opposition to the American notion of ideology being protected and people being free to speak about it, right? The marketplace of ideas is very important in this country. Even ideas that we don't like. If someone's involved in criminal activity, by all means, you know, pursue them to the full extent of the law. But we want to make sure that we protect thought, right? This isn't the Soviet Union. So even recently, we had an example where potential Republican presidential nominee Bobby Jindal from Louisiana was saying that he would consider barring people who practice radical Islamic ideology from this country. Well, again, you know, I, like everybody else, and here's that qualifier that you heard me talk about, I, like everybody else, oppose ISIS. I, you know, those guys murder more Muslims than they do anyone else. But I'm very nervous when you have government officials start talking about what is and what is not acceptable. In the past in this country, we had a conversation about is Catholicism acceptable because there were people who said that all the Catholics follow the Pope so they can't be loyal Americans. We know today that that conversation was ridiculous. The government shouldn't be involved in deciding which Christianity is acceptable, which one is not. Same thing with any other faith. Stay out of the Mormon faith, stay out of the Jewish faith, stay out of the Islamic faith. Worry about criminal activity, not ideology, because always remember the ideology of the Founding Fathers was threatening to the British at the time, and that they attempted to suppress that.
So, yeah, and let's not forget, of course, radical Zionists who are free to come and go as they please, you know, across borders, and no one questions their ideology, although it's arguably as destructive or more destructive in many ways. Look at the situation in the Middle East right now, which is radical Zionism has done nothing but exacerbate. And now, of course, this rather improbable and somewhat surprising results of the recent elections. I wanted, in one final note before we let you go, I wonder about if that is going to strengthen anti-Muslim fervor in this country by giving free rein to some of these very anti-Palestinian, certainly, notions that Netanyahu is now once again being given his platform to express. Can you talk a little? Is there any reason for American Muslims to be concerned here?
I always believe that when we have people who are interested in running for our nation's highest office and they're engaged in smearing an entire minority community, such as Bobby Jindal has done recently and other GOP candidates for the presidency have done in the past, I think you need to be concerned. But I don't think it's just American Muslims that need to be concerned. I often say that I think that the American Muslim community is on the front line of defending the Constitution today, because if the protections enshrined in the Constitution can be eroded so that our community can be targeted, I guarantee you it will be somebody else that gets targeted tomorrow, because that historically has been the way of our nation. Unfortunately, there is always some minority that is being targeted by bigots.
On that note, we have to let you go, I'm afraid, because, and it's a good note to end on, because I want people to be left with the idea that there's a lot of work to be done. My guest has been, of course, Corey Saylor, Care Department to Monitor and Combat Islamophobia, is the director of that department. Thanks so much for that, Corey. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. Now, Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Last Days in Vietnam, a film screening on Thursday, March 19th at Concordia University in Portland. Last Days in Vietnam is a new documentary from Rory Kennedy, which examines the final days of American presence in Saigon and the efforts taken to evacuate 135,000 South Vietnamese. Again, that's Last Days in Vietnam, Thursday, March 19th at 6 p.m. at the Hagen Building at Concordia University, 2811 Northeast Holman Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.